Gizbar Hamesuris Loy Avnei Binyan Askinen. A Gizbar means he's the one that takes care of Hegdish. The Gizbar means he's the Gabai. He's Hegdish's Gabai. There's an Inyan of the base of Migdish, whatever, it's Hegdish, and there's the Gabai, somebody taking care of it. So the mouth of the stones, whoever's Makdish a stone to Hegdish, gives it over to the Gabai, and by the Gabai, his Rishus is the Rishus of Hegdish. So we're talking about now the Gabai himself. So if the Gabai himself, the Gizbar himself, takes the one that in charge of managing Hegdish, if the manager himself takes the stone, so when he uses it for himself, there's no Hoytzor, because his Rishus is Hegdish's Rishus, like he's the manager of Hegdish. So Kozman is using it for himself, there's no Isamila, you didn't take it away from Hegdish for your own use, because your own use is also Hegdish's use. You're the manager of Hegdish. The Gizbar Amasuras Loi Avne Binyan Askinan. The Cholhecha demands the Rishusa, Kozman, these stones are in his Rishus, in the manager's Rishus. The Day Manche, it's in his own Rishus, like he's not being Moitzi, the Hegdish Lechulin. Bashenka, when he gives it away to his friend, then he's taking it away from one Rishus to another Rishus, that's called Hoytzor, then he's over the Yisamila. Like Rashi says, Techolecha the Mancha, Afilo Mekamayach, even before this, before he picked it up to use the stone, Rishus the Mancha, this stone was in the manager's Rishus, so it was in your property before also. Hilkach, Kolkama Shenotla Loshni Yamidi, cause the man just you yourself pick it up, you're not changing anything here. The topic we yodded Hegdish. They said that by you using it, it's still like you're taking it away from Hegdish into your own Rishus that you don't have here. Because your Rishus is the Hegdish's Rishus. So therefore the Gizbar himself can't be over the Yisamila. When is he over though? Only when he gives it away to somebody else. So therefore the price is also very good. There's no kasha here. So we're saying, let me say for. You know what's bothering us? The sefer of this halacha. It says like this. Bono b'tech beisai. You took this stone or you took this beam and you built it into your house. You used it part of your roof. You're still not over the Yisamila. Unless you live under that roof, you live in the house and have enjoyment from the house worth the Shavapruta, then you're over the Yisamila. But just by putting it into your house, you're not over an Yisamila yet. So Kasher is why, Michti, let's see. Shinuya Shniye, the guy changed it. Before it was a beam, and now it's part of the house. Before it was a stone, now it's part of the house. If so, you made a shinui, you changed it. Mali dar, mali loy dar. What's the difference if you lived there or you didn't live there? The Mai Salam al Hegdish is that the Yisamil is, you're taking it away from Hegdish. You made a change. So here also you changed it. So Drashi Shinuya Shniye. When you put it into the wall, into the building, you are kinder it b'shinui, it becomes yours. You like cemented in there, it's part of the house. So it's no more brick, now it's a wall of the house. It's called the shinui, you made a change involved. Since you changed it around, it becomes yours, you're kinder it. So that's called Hoytzor Mishus Hegdish. You took it away from Hegdish, and you made it yours now. So why aren't you over the Yisamila even without living there? So that's the Chiddush. Hainu ka'horim atluyim masara. That's what the Mishnah means. It's like a mountain hanging by hairs. But the more again, no, what's so shmer about this? Oh, my kushy, what's bothering you? Dilma l'kudarav. Dilma k'darav. Maybe it also goes like Rav Zalocha. To Yom Rav, Rav says like this. K'goin shenicha pi'aruba. You know what you did here? You didn't cement this beam or the brick into the wall. You put it on top of the window. That's all. It's there. You can take it away also. You're just putting it down on top of the window. So therefore, e darbei in. If you live there, have enjoyment from it. It's called you having enjoyment from Hegdish. You're over the Yisamila. But e loy darbei loy. But if you don't live there, you don't have enjoyment from it. Just from the fact that you put it on top of the window, you're not kainah. You didn't make a shinu yet. Rashi says, Shenichwa Piaruba, Lipka Lepake Karuba, you have a window, and you want to use a stopper like to close up the window. The whole Shah Shayirtsa Naitla Vulashni Amidi. So all you did with this brick is you put it into the window, and whenever you want, you take it away. So the brick itself wasn't changed. It's the same brick you had before. So you're not kind of the brick with Shinui. No, so why is there an Isamila? Only if you have enjoyment from it. So when you live in the house worth the Shavaputa, it's called you had enjoyment from the brick, you're over the Yisamila. But before you live there, there's no Hanor, there's no enjoyment, you're not over the Yisamila. So So Gemara again was shver, what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? Elo the Gemara says, Liyolam the Kedarava. We're going according to Rava. Or the Chokashalach, Mide the Evi, Amoitzi Moyes Hedish Techulin. It's the same halacha like being Moitzi Moyes Lechulin. And Rashi the Kedarava means, Niska Balabayis. In the case before, when the Balabas first met his Shliach to take his money, and then the Balabas realized that the money is Hegdish, so he said the Balabas annuls the Shliach, there's no more Shlichus, so now the Shliach himself is Chayiv, so that's a Chiddush. Before we said no, what's the Chiddush? He's a Shogig like any other Shogig. So what's the Chiddush over here? So Mor says no. Hosa made the idea the Gezuzi the Hegdish. He boiled the Liyune. Hocha miyode. A regular case is, you know in your house, you have Hegdish's money. Just you thought it was in this pocket, and not in the other pocket. And by mistake, you took it out from the wrong pocket. That's called the shoygig. A shoygig means it's your fault, you should have known better. You should have checked into it better. You know in your house you have some Hegdish. So even though the money you took, you're taking now, you think, Taka, that's really your money. You don't think this Hegdish is money. But it's called the shoygig, you're doing an Avera, because you should have checked into it better, because you know you have Hegdish's money. But over here, the Shliach, what happened? The Balabas told the Shliach, do me a favor, take my money off my chest. So the Shliach doesn't have to know that there's Hegdish here at all. The Balabash come out like an honest. So since he doesn't have to know, he's not shielding at all, I would think there's no Isamila, Kamashtma no, still he's Chayiv, still there's an Isamila. His also made the idea, the Balabas himself knows that he has some Hegdish. He should have checked it out well. And if he didn't check it out well, he's chayiv. But hocha miyoda, he doesn't know. And haynu karor matluy masara. This chiddush, that the shliach that does not know the balabas has hegdish at all, went and took the hegdish to say that he's chayiv, that's a tremendous chiddush. That doesn't stay anywhere, that's karor matluy masara. Right then it says, mikra muet vilchus merubis, that these things have small psukim, but a lot of halachas. Tono, negoyim v'yaholos. The halachas of negoyim, when you have a nega, plague in the house on your body. V'yaholos, silchus, tumas, oil. When you have an oil over a mace. Mikra, muet, v'halachas, merubais. The psukim say a little bit, but you have a tremendous amount of halachas learned out from those psukim. Negoyim, mikra, muet, Tredi Gemara. Negoyim, mikra, muet. Negoyim, mikra, merubahu. There's old Pasha of Tzad, there's a lot of psukim in the Torah that talks about the Pasha of Negoyim. So what do you mean a small psukim? Negoyim mikra merubois v'halachas mutas, just the opposite. Negoyim Tanka has a lot of psukim in the Torah, but they're not that many chedushim. A whole list, the halacha of oil over a mace, mikra muet, there's a small psukim about it in the Torah. V'halachas merubois, but there are a lot of halachas about it. For the Gemara, my nafka mina, what's the difference? If you have a suffix in Allah Chinuchas Negoyim, look in the Psukim. Because there are a lot of Psukim, the Psukim explain it very well in the Chumash. But if you have a doubt, Allah can get to Chinuchas Oilus. If you have an oil over the mace, if you want to know if there's too much mace or not, I am the Masnitsin. Then you have to learn the Mishnahs in Mesecht Oilus. There's a big Mesecht Oilus, a lot of Mishnahis, Mesecht Oilus. In other words, don't look in the Chumash. Chumash won't help you out too much. The psukim and the chumash are very small. The halachas are all ba'peh, you have to learn the Mishnah. So that's nafkamina. Hilchos negoyim, the Torah says it very well. Look into the psukim, you'll understand it. But hilchos oilis, that you have to learn the Mishnayasim. Fight the dinim, the halachas of mishpat of bezdin, michtak siva, the Torah says all hilchos mishpat, full of psukim about it. Rashi says, mefuroshin yofeh. Like you can't go stam a portion of dinim that we have in the bezdin. So Gemara says, "Lo nitzurcho ela l'kid Rebbe." Goes according to Rebbe Shita. Tetanya, we learn like this. Rebbe Yom, Rebbe says, when the pasuk says nefesh tachas nefesh, it means mammon. You only have to pay money. It's talking about here in a case where two people are fighting and a pregnant lady is nearby, and by mistake, instead of hitting his other person, he hits the pregnant lady and he kills her. So Rebbe Shita is that since you are not niskaven to kill her, the halacha is your potter from Misa, but you have to pay money, you have to pay Dmei Isha, how much she is worth, you have to pay to a Yoshim.
Just as Rashi says, nefesh tachas nefesh mamin. It means the money, the amount of her, the amount of the isha, how much she's sold for a shivcha, that's how much you have to pay. So Mer says that to Eimah mamin, Rebbe, you say it means money, or Eino Elo nefesh mamish. Maybe it's like the Chachomim Shita, that Niskavon horeg zeh, horeg zeh, yitaka chayiv misa, and your mamish get killed. Nefesh mamish. So Mer says no. Rebbe holds nemru nesina lamato, for nemru nesina lamala. It says the word nesina on the bottom. It says nesina lamala on top. Mala halamamin, afkan mamin. Just like over there, it means clearly money. Here also, it means clearly money. Rashi says it says nesina lamala linyan demev lodis. Yichsev nosam beflilim. In the case, well, let's say you did not kill the isha, just she loses the vlad. So in such a case, you have to pay the mehavlad. You have to pay it to the husband. So just like over there, it's talking about paying money. But in the ratio, when it says nofesh, tachas nofesh, it also means paying money. So this chiddush does not say clearly in the Torah, because the Torah says really nofesh, tachas nefesh, you would think it means to get killed. So the chiddush is, according to Rebbe, it does not mean misa, but instead it means mamin. This does not say clearly in the Torah. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, next one is Avoidos. And Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The bottom of the Gemara says Avoidos. That the Mishnah said also these were things that doesn't say too much in the Torah. So Gemara says Michtav Ksivon, like what Shikasha. The Indian to bring Kabonis, the Avoidah by the Kabonis. The Torah talks about Abarichis, the whole Bayikra talks about Kabonis. So Gemara says Lo Nitzucho Elo Lohi Lochas Adam. The Alocha, the Avoidah of carrying the Dam. We know there are four Avoidos by the Kabonis. That's the Shechita, the Kabbalah Saddam, to receive the Dam, and then the Alocha Saddam, carrying it to the Mizbeach, and then the Zrika Saddam. So Alocha Saddam, that's the Chiddush. That is called an Avodah of carrying the blood from the Mokum where you made the Kabbalah to the Mizbeach. The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, V'hikrivu, you should bring it close. Zu Kabbalah Saddam, that's talking about the Kabbalah Saddam. Even though really the word V'hikrivu means bringing it close, should mean halacha carrying it towards the Mizbech. But we say, no, it says this word vikrivu right after the Shechita. And we know right after you make the Shechita, the next thing you have to do is to make a Kabbalah. You have to receive the Dam in a Kli. After the Shechita, you take your Mizrach, you take the Kli, and you receive the blood. And then first you make the halacha. So the Pasuk says halashin vikrivu right after Shechita. So it means zu Kabbalah Saddam. Now, v'yavka rachmona b'loshin halacha. The Torah says this avoid of Kabbalah Saddam with a lashon of ikrivu, which really means a lashon alocha of carrying it. The Yechsiv, the Pasuk says, by the evorim, by the pieces of the meat, it says, v'hikriv ha-koyin es ha-koyil. The koyin should carry all the pieces of the meat to the mizbeach. Then v'hikter ha-mizbeacha. And then you burn it on top of the mizbeach. V'yom ha-mah, we learned over there, that zu ha-lochas evorim lekevis. This pasuk of Vehikriv HaKoyin is talking about carrying the pieces of the meat of the korban to the keves, to the plank going up the mizbeach. So you see what? That the word Vikrivu really goes on halacha. Like it says here, Vikrivu HaKoyin HaSakol means carrying the evorim, the pieces of meat, to the mizbeach. So before in Vayikra Aleph, when it says Lashon Vikrivu, really it means a Lashon of carrying. We say no, it means a Lashon of Kabbalah Saddam. That right after Shechita, it says Lashon Vikrivu, Zu Kabbalah Saddam. So how come the Torah calls this Avodah of receiving the blood with a Lashon of Vikrivu, of a Lashon of carrying it? Lemeimah to teach us, Tohoi Locha Loitivka Mechlal Kabbalah. That the Avodah of Halacha, of carrying this Dam towards the Mizbeach, has the same Halacha like the Avodah of Kabbalah. Like that we understand, Kabbalah Saddam, that's Nikra Avodah. Like you can't have a korban without it. Like the three avoidas we understand. Shechita, you have to first shech the animal. That's called an avoida. An avoida makes nafkamina, the kohanim can think about pigel. Let's say a kohen, while he's doing the avoida, if he has the wrong things in his mind, he could pass on the korban. He can make pigel. He could have in mind, b'shash he's doing the shechita, he's going to burn the dam, burn the avorim the wrong time. Shleibiz manoi, shleibim koimoi, they're absulim. When do you have these machshavas that pass on the korban? B'shas the avoida. So we understand shechita is called an avoida, it has to be. Kabbalah Sadam is called an Avodah. It has to be that the Dam is only kosher if you mekabel it in a Klik Shoris, in a Mizrak. And the fourth Avodah of Zrika, taking the blood and throwing it on the Mizbeach, that's treated as the Iker Avodah of Kapura. So those three Avodahs we understand. But at the Avodah of Halacha, that means if you've made the Shechita away from the Mizbeach, and you receive the Dam right over there, so you have to take this Mizrak, the clean out with the blood, and carry it towards the Mizbeach. So you may think that's not called the real Avodah, because you could do without it. If you wanted to, you could have taken the animal when it was alive, and made the Shechita right next to the Mizbeach. So since you now made the Shechita far away, maybe the Halacha is not called an important Avodah, that if the Kohen thinks during the Halacha of a Machshavas Psul doesn't pass on the Korban, Kamashmullah, no, that Halacha has the same Halacha like a Kabbalah. Just like Kabbalah Saddam is a Iker Avodah, and the Machshava Apostles then, who are the Mishas Halacha also was called an Iker Avodah, and the Machshava Apostles. So this chiddush that halacha is the chlal kabbalah doesn't say beferish in the Torah. That's called limud, and we have to learn it out from. But then the Mishnah says to Hyrus, halacha when you could become tor is also a chiddush. Not everything says in the Torah. It's also called the Mishnah says yeshda mamash yismechu. There's a little asmachta, a little pasuk from the Torah, but it doesn't say too clearly all the halachas. For at the Gemara, michtav ksivan. The Torah says a lot about Tyra. You go to the mikvah, it says a lot of different lochas about how you become Torah. So what does it mean Tyra is only a smachta? So where it says, la nitzvah ela l'shir mikvah. So the locha, how big, how much water you have to have in the mikvah, that doesn't say clearly, that's only like an smachta. Almash lismichum. To like Sivan, doesn't say clearly. The Tanya, we learned like this. The Pasuk says, v'rochatz es besorah b'mayim. So we dashin v'rochatz es besorah b'mayim b'mei mikvah. So es kol besorah. What does it mean es kol besorah? We dashin means mayim shekol gufay oyla b'hen. You have to have enough water in the mikvah that the whole body should go into it. The kamhein, how much water is that a person's body could go into? Amor alamo barum sholashamis. That a person is considered an amah wide and 3 amahs long, so that's the shear of water you have to have in the mikvah. The shear of Chacham Nechom told us, may mikvah boyim so. In how much water you have to have in the mikvah to be kosher, at least 40 so. So this halacha doesn't say clearly in the Torah, it's only called amal lismachu, it's a kmata smachta. From here we learn out that you have to have water that your whole body goes into. And that's aboyim so. Right, and then the Mishnah says to Meis, the halacha's tumah also is only al malismuchu. It says a little bit in the Torah. For the Gemara, Michtan Ksivan, there's whole pashas about tumah. What's matamiyu tumah sameis tumah sheretz? All the halacha say in the Torah. So Gemara says lo nitzuchu ela lechadosha min asheretz. The halacha, if you have a sheretz, a dead sheretz, that's an avat tumah. If you touch it, matamiyu, how much of the sheretz do you have to have? Even the size of a lentil. The size of the chadosha is metama. The like Siva, this chiddush doesn't say in the Torah clearly. The Tanya we learned. The pasuk says bohem. That means kolam negeya bohem. Whoever touches them is tame. So yochah bekulin. I would think only if you touch a complete sheretz are you tame. Talmud loyma mehem. No, another pasuk says kol asher yipol olav mehem v'moysem yitnu. Anything that falls on you from them is tame. Mehem is mashma, even a part, not the whole thing. So if so, yochel b'miktsosan, maybe even a part, a half of a sheretz touches you, it's metame you. Talmud loyma b'hem, the pasuk says b'hem, mashmi you have to have the whole thing. Haketzer, how do you have it? Like what the shear? How much of a sheretz do you have to touch to be metame you? So Gemara says, ach yegia b'miktsosoy shukakulay. True, it's enough to touch a miktsas, a part of the sheretz, but that part has to be big enough, like a whole sheretz. And what does that mean? Shiru chachomim v'chadosha. The smallest shear is the shear of a lentil. If you have the size of a chadosha, that's metamiyu. Why? Shekein chaymit, that's a type of a sheretz. This chaymit, the Rashi says, Oimrani shumin sheretz. It's a type of a sheretz, shekara limga. So this small sheretz, tchilosa v'chadosha. When it's first born, it's the size of a lentil. So the kids, since there is a small sheretz this size, even now when you touch a big sheretz, you don't have to have the whole sheretz.
It's enough even if you touch a part of it, as long as that part is the size of a chadosha, of a lentil.
Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Kizon of Harto.
No, you have to have the size of the tail of a lizard.
Kizon of Harto, that's like the smaller sherets. So Rashi says, Kizon of Harto, Nefishemafaches, Leachash Nechtecho.
Even after you cut the tail off the lizard, still the tail moves around.
Vainu Mixosle, that's called Livovich, Rukukuloi, Sheish Bechis. It has some life to it.
So if you touch a sheretz, the size of the tail of a lizard, that's how much the amount of a sheretz you have to touch in order to be metamiyu.
Which doesn't say clearly in the Torah, these are drushes, that's called, the Mishnah means, yesh le'amisha yismichu.
Then arroyis, the Mishnah also says the parshas of arroyis, for at the Gemara, michtan ksivin, there's no vayikra kadoshim, talks about all the arroyis, the ladies that are rusted to you to marry, you can't live with them. So what do you mean? It's only yesh al milismichu. There's a little bit in the Torah. The Torah speaks about it clearly. So Marin says lanitzrichu. In other words, when the Mishnah says these cases, it doesn't mean the whole parsha of arroyos, the whole parsha of tumah. Just means to say there's one case in each one of these things that doesn't say clearly in the Torah. We learn it out from drushes. So what's the one thing by arroyos? The Marin says lanitzrichu.